The funk is back. Good evening. It's been a long time, but I'm back. This is the Crunkadelic Funk Show here on 91.3 WUKY. My name is DeBron Thomas, and here on the Crunkadelic Funk Show, everything is soulful, funky, and more importantly, on the one. Tonight's show is going to be a lesson called Funkology 101. We're going to dig up from the archives and play songs that showcase the roots of funk. Musically, funk revolves around the emphasis on the root note and the first beat of a groove called the one. Now, we're going to start off with the Godfather of Soul. Make sure you're taking notes because class is in session. Brother James, can you count us off?
One, two, one, two, three, four. About your past, I just want help. I love to laugh. I don't care, darling, about your thoughts. about your boss. I just want to satisfy your boss.
In 1967, James Brown released Cold Sweat, which is widely considered to be the first official funk song, and it heavily features drummer Clyde Stubblefield. In 1968, Archie Bell and the Drells released The Tighten Up, which features a typical funk breakdown and was one of the earliest funk hits, reaching number one on the Billboard charts in 68. And that last song you heard was Amen, Brother by the Winstons, which was released in 1969. Now, this song is important because it was one of the most sampled pieces in musical history. It has a breakdown played by G.C. Coleman, and its breakdown itself, known as the Amen Break, has been featured in everything from hip-hop to car commercials. Now, moving on, one of the other signature pieces about funk is its roots within the church. Many of the musicians who cultivated this sound and created this music started out playing in church. So this next set will feature funk with a gospel influence. We'll have Gladys Knight and the Pips with a gospel cover of a Motown classic. But first, here's Sly and the Family Stone with Dance to the Music.
See?
That was Gladys Knight and the Pips with I Heard It Through the Grapevine, recorded in 1965 for Motown and heavily featured Mr. James Jamerson on the bass. That was preceded by Lynn Collins, also known as the Female Preacher, with the song Think About It. Now, if you thought that that sounded like James Brown, well, that's because Lynn Collins actually used the JB's, James Brown's backing band, on that song. Now, funk was influenced by church, as was rock and roll. With the two being art forms created by African Americans, it was only a matter of time before the two would collide. Jimi Hendrix is widely considered to be one of the greatest guitar players ever to walk the planet. His blending of rock with blues and soul trickled into the funk world. Up next, we'll feature the blending of funk and rock, a trend that many guitarists would follow. So here's Jimi Hendrix and the Band of Gypsies with a cover of Howard Tate's Stop. Make sure you're taking notes, because this is Funkology 101 on the Crunkadelic Funk Show here on 91.3 WUKY.
Ah! Yeah. Makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my
The Isley Brothers with their cover of Summer Breeze, originally by Seals and Croft, featuring a blistering guitar solo from Ernie Isley. Now, those first two songs actually have a lot more in common than you might think. The first song was recorded on New Year's Eve of 1969 and featured Jimi Hendrix, Billy Cox, and Buddy Miles, who played drums and sang lead vocals on that song. That incarnation was known as the Band of Gypsies. Now, Eddie Hazel, who was the original lead guitar player for Funkadelic, was a known Hendrix fan and one of the archetypes of funk rock guitar. On Funkadelic's Coming Around the Mountain, Hazel actually played with Billy Cox and Buddy Miles of the Band of Gypsies. So, keep taking notes because we're moving fast to cover a lot of ground. Now, we talked about the drums, we've talked about guitars, and we've also talked about the church. Now, next we're going to move on to the bass. Larry Graham from Sly and the Family Stone is credited for inventing the style known as slap. Now, slap is a style of bass playing that is very, very common within funk music itself, but also it branches out to other different genres as well. This next set will feature bass playing being put at the forefront of a groove instead of just being in the background. And here's a classic from the man himself, Larry Graham with Graham Central Station with the song Hair. This is the Crunkadelic Funk Show here on 91.3 WUKY.
Of his hair. Is that really all you have?
This has been Funkology 101 on the Crunkadelic Funk Show, a production of WUKY, University of Kentucky Public Radio. Join me next week as we continue our funk education. A podcast of this show and more information can be found at WUKY.org. And while you're at it, give the Crunkadelic Funk Show a like on Facebook. My name is DeBron Thomas, and this is the Crunkadelic Funk Show, putting the one in 91.3 WUKY.